Simon & Schuster Audio presents We Are Not Here to Be Bystanders, a memoir of love and resistance by Linda Sarsour, read by the author, with a foreword by Harry Belafonte, read by Maison Lennon.
For Bassem Atwa and those who fight with every breath, as she did. For my family, my reason, the ones who have my back and hold my heart always. What are the tyrannies you swallow day by day and attempt to make your own until you will sicken and die of them, still in silence? The fact that we are here and that I speak these words is an attempt to break that silence and bridge some of those differences between us. For it is not difference which immobilizes us, but silence. And there are so many silences to be broken. Audre Lorde, author and revolutionary feminist.
Forward, Purpose and Grace, by Harry Belafonte. As my good friend Martin once said, we've got some difficult days ahead, but it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we, as a people, will get to the promised land. That quote, spoken by Dr. King less than 24 hours before he was assassinated, resonates with me deeply as I contemplate my affection for Linda Sarsour. I have been aware of this tremendous young woman for several years now. I find her to be bold and brilliant and unexpected. A combination of qualities that inspire me. When Linda first crossed my threshold, brought into my midst by Carmen Perez, who runs my social justice organization, The Gathering for Justice, I was immediately drawn to her. Quite the spitfire she was, unapologetic and strong. I saw in her a burning fire, and she drew me in. I watched her and her comrades shift the ground and make waves and stop the machine. I delighted in their tenacity, their bold vision for black and brown liberation, and their radical approach to movement work. I am no stranger to movement work. It is grueling and gut-wrenching and absolutely necessary. I was 25 years old when I met Martin and the folks at the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, or SNCC. Martin was 22. There was an undeniable urgency to his message, and his principles of nonviolence fueled the work.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?